On today's Zone Daily Podcast, it is schedule release day in the National Football League. I'm going to be on 104.5 The Zone tonight along with Lucas Panzeca at 6 o'clock to get you ready for the Titans schedule release live with Titans Radio at 7. And I'll give you a sneak peek of some of the home games that intrigue me the most in 2021 coming soon to Nissan Stadium. Plus some headlines from your Tuesday. Get your Wednesday started off right here. It's 104.5 The Zone Daily NFL Schedule Release Day. It starts now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is The Zone Daily Podcast with Will Voling.
We've got lots of NFL talk on today's show, but we start in Major League Baseball because anytime Shohei Ohtani does anything, it interests me. I'm glued to the TV every single time this guy takes the mound, he's at the plate, or does anything in between. And last night, in a game against the Houston Astros, Shohei Ohtani did a little bit of everything, including some things we've really not seen from him before. He struck out 10, gave up one run on four hits, a solo shot to Kyle Tucker in the fifth inning, exited after the seventh, having thrown 88 pitches and lowering his earned run average to 2.1 in five starts this season. But he stayed in the game after leaving the mound. He moved to right field for the eighth inning. That way he could remain in the game to hit in the ninth. If you're unfamiliar with Shohei Ohtani, this guy pitches, he hits, he's incredible. He struck out 40, he's walked 20, and he surrendered just 11 hits in just over 25 innings this season. And until Tuesday night, he was tied for the league lead in homers with 10, tied with Ronald Acuna of the Atlanta Braves, who took the lead in that category with his 11th in a loss to the Toronto Blue Jays last night. It's his longest outing since he returned from Tommy John surgery. Shohei Ohtani is absolutely electric, and I can't wait to see what he does next. Sad story for a college football legend on Tuesday afternoon, a record-setting quarterback from the University of Hawaii, Colt Brennan, passed away at the age of 37. Terry Brennan told ESPN that his son died early Tuesday morning at a hospital in Newport Beach, California. The day before, on Monday, paramedics were called to a hotel room where Brennan had been with other people. And according to his father, Terry, he had ingested something laced with fentanyl and never regained consciousness. A really sad story for a guy who from 2005 to 2007 was outstanding at the University of Hawaii at the quarterback position. He passed for more than 4,000 yards three different times, including 5,549 yards in 2006. That season, he set single-season records for touchdown passes with 58, a record that was surpassed by Joe Burrow of the LSU Tigers in 2019. One minor Titans roster move to tell you about from Tuesday afternoon. The Titans agreed to terms with defensive back Quentin Meeks, a former Jaguars and Chargers DB who was originally signed by Jacksonville as an undrafted free agent following the 2018 draft. He hasn't played a lot in his NFL career, just 14 games in his career with one start. Played in four games with the Jags and two games with the Chargers last season in 2020. He's got eight tackles, just two passes defended in his career. So coming up tonight on 104.5 The Zone, you can hear myself and Lucas Panzeca get you ready for some Titans schedule talk. Titans schedule will come out around 7 o'clock tonight, live on 104.5 The Zone. Mike Keith, Rhett Bryan, Amy Wells, and Coach Dave McGinnis will have the immediate reaction with some special guests mixed in there as well. It's going to be a really great night on 104.5 The Zone as we talk some Titans football with you and take our first look at when this Titans team will play the opponents that we already know are coming up on the 2021 slate. So on today's show, I wanted to get into some of the teams coming to Nissan Stadium in 2021. It's a really interesting group for this Titans team. So today on the show, I want to run through the non-divisional home games and some of the squads coming to Nissan Stadium, get you an early scouting report on the teams coming to Nashville this fall. So we start in the NFC West. The Arizona Cardinals are one of the teams that will come to Nissan Stadium next year. They were 8-8 last season, but this is one of the most interesting teams in the offseason in the NFL this year. J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, Malcolm Butler, an old friend, and James Conner among the free agent acquisitions for Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals. They drafted Zaven Collins, a linebacker out of Tulsa that I really liked. You heard Rhett Bryan say that was Coach Dave McGinnis's draft crush during the NFL draft. They also added some major speed at wide receiver in Rondale Moore. This is a team that could get a lot of primetime games. When you look at the teams that are playing in primetime on Thursday night, on Sunday nights, and on Monday night in the NFL, there's one question you always have to ask. Who's their quarterback? What star appeal do you have at the quarterback position? Kyler Murray is as good as it gets at the quarterback position for young guys in the NFC. In this NFC West, the Titans are going to get an up-close and personal look at the NFC West this season. NFC West is fascinating because the Arizona Cardinals have gotten better. They've added some veteran experience to go along with some really, really good young talent, specifically on offense. The question I have about the Arizona Cardinals coming to Nashville, are J.J. Watt and A.J. Green healthy when this team comes to Nashville? Those are two guys that last season dealt with some injuries through their careers as veterans, have dealt with some injuries. So that's my biggest question mark for this Arizona team. For me, I'm chalking that up as a Titans win as of May 11th, just because of what we know about the Titans and what we still don't know about how the Cardinals' additions will affect that team moving forward this season in a really good NFC West. Well, the Buffalo Bills have certainly been no strangers in Nissan Stadium. They're going to make their third consecutive trip in as many seasons to Nissan Stadium coming up this fall. Always fun to host Bills Mafia. Before we even talk about who they've added, what they're going to look like on the field, off the field, that's one of the most fun home games you can have. Anytime the Buffalo Bills fan base comes to Music City, that's going to be a really fun atmosphere. Last season, Nashville, they enjoyed that trip for Bills Mafia much more than the away fans did. It was a 42-16 win last year for the Titans on a rare midweek game in the National Football League. They did fall, however, to Buffalo the past two seasons before that, 14-7 in 2019 and 13-12 up in Buffalo in 2018. This is an offense that has added Emmanuel Sanders into what is already one of the best offenses in the NFL. That's going to help Josh Allen take another step forward, possibly again, this season. There are two draft picks that were really notable towards the beginning of their draft. Gregory Rousseau, an edge rusher out of Miami, and Carlos Basham Jr., a edge rusher from Wake Forest. This team has maybe not added enough for me on offense. They haven't really changed a lot about the guys that have helped Josh Allen grow into one of the league's best young quarterbacks, but I understand why you want to prioritize the defense to help out an offense that was already good last year. It wasn't broke. You don't have to fix it. That defense, though, I think is going to be better this season. That's a tough game for the Titans, seeing a Bills team that was 13-3 last year, making their third consecutive trip to Nissan Stadium. So the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be back. They're 14-2. The question here was, could they fix the offensive line? And yeah, they did that. Did that very well. Joe Thuney comes over from the Pats on a five-year deal. Kyle Long sat out last year. They had him at the guard position. Orlando Brown, tackle from Baltimore, 6'8", 345 pounds. He's in the fray there. Austin Blythe has made 49 career starts at the center position, started every game last year for the Rams. He's the new center for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then you also had Jaron Reed, who had 6.5 sacks last year at defensive tackle for the Seattle Seahawks. This team also drafted at the offensive line position, adding Creed Humphrey, the left-handed center from Oklahoma. Of course, they get the Tennessee fan favorite, Trey Smith, who will be able to kind of mix it up in that really good offensive line in there. The question for me about the Chiefs, when do the Titans get them? If the Titans are starting their season in the first three or four games of the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe you could have a little bit more of an advantage over an offensive line that hasn't meshed yet. You might have five new starters on an offensive line that had Mitchell Schwartz, it had Eric Fisher last season. Those two guys are gone, and this team got killed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers front seven last year in the Super Bowl loss. That was the biggest priority, and that's what they did. They addressed their biggest need. So the Titans need to get Kansas City early before this offensive line gets the kind of chemistry that they're probably going to have towards the end of the season. The stat that I thought was crazy looking at this Kansas City team, Patrick Mahomes last season in the Super Bowl scrambled for 497 yards before his throws or runs just in the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was all over the place in that game. That was the most scrambling done by a single quarterback at all last season in one game, according to NFL Next Gen stats. So thought that was interesting. That's a team that certainly has addressed their biggest needs in this offseason. The Miami Dolphins are the next team that we'll talk about. An interesting team, and again, this is one of those that the Titans need to get them early on before, be honest, they make a change to Jacoby Brissett. I'm not convinced that Tua Tagovailoa is the complete answer for the Miami Dolphins. I'm concerned about his health, playing behind a good but, quite frankly, needs to be great offensive line in order to protect him and how much he scrambles and improvises like a Patrick Mahomes. They did add a lot of speed, though, at the wide receiver position. Will Fuller comes over on a one-year, $10 million deal. Jalen Waddle, obviously, in the draft. Two huge additions that will help Tua. They get the talented tight end out of the draft, and Hunter Long. First time the Titans will have seen Miami since the marathon game on September 9th, 2018. That was a 27-20 win for the Dolphins. I think this team is good. I'm not convinced Tua Tagovailoa is good enough to let them be great in an AFC East that's going to be improved with New England. I think going to be a much better team this season that the Titans will get on the road. Going to be interesting to see who the starting quarterback is when Miami comes to Nashville. I'm not 100% sure that it's going to be Tua Tagovailoa. Another team that will be showing a new quarterback around the Music City for the first time, the San Francisco 49ers, who were 6-10 last year, just 1 year removed from a run to the Super Bowl where they would lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, who obviously beat the Tennessee Titans in the AFC title game back in 2020. This is a really interesting team to me because I think this group can still be elite when they're healthy. You look at their additions that they've made. Trey Lance, obviously, the number 3 overall pick, a quarterback out of North Dakota State. Samson Ebukam, a 2-year, $12 million deal for him at the linebacker position. Alex Mack, a veteran, longtime Atlanta Falcon at the center position. But really, you kind of get an addition out of Nick Bosa, one of the best outside linebackers, edge rushers in the National Football League. He tore his ACL last season in Week 2 in New York. That's basically like a new addition to this defense that can still be really, really good when Nick Bosa is healthy. Obviously, Trey Lance has got a lot of weapons to throw to. I love Brandon Ayuk in the way that Kyle Shanahan uses him in the framework of that offense. I love George Kittle, my favorite non-Titan in the National Football League. I think he's excellent. And San Francisco also re-signs their star left tackle, Trent Williams, to a 6-year, $138 million deal as well. So that's a really interesting team. How comfortable is Trey Lance in that offense? Again, it's going to depend on when San Francisco comes to Nashville. That's going to really tell us the version of the 49ers that we're going to see. But that's one of the more interesting teams to me in the National Football League as well. And then the final home game outside of the division for the Tennessee Titans, the New Orleans Saints will once again come to Nashville after their 38-28 win over the Titans on December 22nd, 2019. This is a team that I think is in complete rebuilding mode. Drew Brees is gone. You can ask the New England Patriots last season how hard it is to replace a longtime franchise quarterback. This team has lost a lot from a team last year that was good, not great. Trey Hendrickson, Drew Brees, Emmanuel Sanders, tight end Josh Hill, Quan Alexander, Malcolm Brown, Sheldon Rankins, Jared Cook, and now Titans corner Janoris Jenkins. That's a lot of key contributors that were in New Orleans last year who are not there this year. This team's got some question marks. Jameis Winston is their quarterback once again, back on a one-year deal. I don't think this team is really even good. I think this is a 6-10, 7-9 team. I think they're going to be competing with Atlanta at the bottom of the NFC South versus with Tampa Bay at the top of the NFC South. I think it's a good year for the Titans to add the New Orleans Saints as their extra home game in the first 17-game schedule in Titans history. So there's a little sneak peek for you of what we've got coming up tonight from 6 to 7 o'clock with myself and Lucas Panzeca on 104.5 The Zone. That'll lead you right in to Titans radio coverage of the Titans schedule release. You're going to want to stay tuned for that with some special guests, all the analysis that you will need immediately to the first 17-game schedule in Tennessee Titans history coming up tonight. We'll have all the reaction for you tomorrow morning as well. Some of the best sound from Titans radio coverage tonight. Some of the best reaction throughout the afternoon on 104.5 The Zone. Make sure you join us every morning right here. You've heard the spiel if you know the podcast. 5 a.m. wherever you listen to podcasts, we'll tell you about the new Titans schedule tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. on the 104.5 The Zone Podcast Network.